Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to ByteRadio.me's The Mystical Crew Show. For network or show information, visit www.byteradio.me or call 843-808-0777. And now, The Mystical Crew Show with your host, Robert Sharp.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining us for this special edition of our special series, 2013, The Year Ahead. Today, this is our 12th of 23 shows, and you can find out more information about the whole series by visiting our website, which is www.biteradio.me, and that's BITERADIO.ME, and you can click on the special 2013 series link that I have in the upper right-hand corner of the page. I've made it very easy to find. Also, I've included a direct link to the series in every show description. The very first two words in the description, 2013 series, is a direct link to that page. And the reason that I keep directing you to that page is that on there you'll find not only the shows that have already aired in the archives, but also our upcoming shows. On there, it gives the guest the date and time of their show, and if you click on the guest's name, it's a direct link to their website. And then if you click on the listen here right below their name, that takes you to the show. So I want you to be able to have access to all 23 shows and find out someone who resonates with you and book your 2013 session with them. First of all, before we start, I do want to remind everybody of the upcoming schedule that we have for this week because there's been an addition. First of all, tomorrow from 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern, I have my friend Gail Powell, intuitive astrologer. It's going to be a really good show. And then on Tuesday, I will be the guest on Kathy's Distant Echoes. On her show, we'll discuss my book and discuss the upcoming 2013 and what's going to be happening with Byte Radio Me. I'm kind of thinking about shaking things up, but anyway, I'd love for you to join us there and get your feedback. And then at 8 to 9 p.m. on Tuesday, again, we will have the next in our series, and it's going to be Eve Sheldon, tarot reader. She's a regular on Star Weldon's show. On Wednesday from 4 to 5 is Sandy Anastasi. She is a astrologer and psychic channel. On Friday the 21st, we have a roundtable discussion with Roy Worley and David Beck, and maybe we'll have a third. We don't have that established yet. I forgot Thursday. Thursday the 20th is 8 to 9 is Star Weldon and her Christmas show. It's going to be a special two-hour show. And then I'll end up with Saturday. We have Dr. Louis Turi. He has got some controversial predictions, and he's going to be on the show. It's going to be a late show for me. It's going to be from 10:30 to midnight on Saturday. So that's what we have up and coming. Tonight, though, we do have, a two-hour show, and I want to thank our guest, Michelle Hutchins, the Mile High Medium and Psychic, for agreeing to the extended show. And tonight, we're going to talk about the frequencies of 2013. During the first half hour of the show, Michelle and I will just be talking about what those frequencies are and how they will be affecting us. And then for the next hour, a little over hour or so, Michelle will be taking callers' questions. So if you're in the queue, stay there, and we will take your calls at that time. Also want to let you know that you can find out more about Michelle by visiting her website, which is michellehutchins.com, and that's michellehutchins.com. And I do have a direct link to Michelle's website in the show page description. So with all that said, let me go ahead and bring Michelle onto the show. Hello, Michelle. Thanks for joining us today.
Namaste, Robert. Namaste, everybody.
Namaste. This is going to be a fun show. I mean, I'm anxious to hear what the people you're in contact with have to say about the
Robert, I have not stopped channeling between today, yesterday, this whole week. There's so much information to share, so I'm really excited to be on the show. Thank you again for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. And I'm going to share this with listeners. Michelle just had some medical stuff done, and she, you know, is here right afterwards. And I just thank her very much, you know, for this. I mean, you know, we're going to send all of our love and healing to Michelle.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I got to play with these frequencies a little bit, so I'll share my experience this last week of losing quite a bit of blood through a surgery that was supposed to be pretty non-invasive, and how that turned out. So obviously I'm here, I'm doing well for all of you, healing me, thank you. My electromagnetic field should look pretty darn good for you today, but it really speaks to these frequencies of 2012, 13, what we're moving into, you know, the whole, I don't want to call them predictions, but the whole accuracies of the development of what we've seen through these Mayan calendars, through so many prophetic statements of what's happening on our Earth and how Mother Earth, as we're, you know, part of Mother Earth, is changing and how we work with them. So this has been, you know, the conversation or topic since the 1980s. And guess what? We're here. This time of Eden on the Earth is where we're at. And I got to play in these frequencies a little bit this week, and I'll tell you, they're quite magnificent when you can feel the archangels holding pressure on your arteries, which I did, believe it or not, as my blood counts were going way down rapidly, and I was sitting up talking with a blood pressure of 80 over 35, and my surgeon is looking at me saying, you should not be, you know, being able to speak right now, Michelle. How are you doing this? And I said, well, you know, guess what? I feel fine. I'm not really sure what's going on in my body, but we'll just use some of these frequencies to change this. And that's exactly what occurred. Now, I want to make this show about all of you, but I want to talk about the demonstration of this whole aspect of what's on the Earth right now. And so I'm going to channel this. I'm working with the archangels, of which I'm being told there are over 575, almost 576, right now on the Earth. And it's a time of magnificence on the Earth, and I'll be working with a new archangel who's new to what we would call our consciousness, called Tuesday, Archangel Tuesday. So we have many people who are mediums, who channel like I, who are psychics. So that's who I'll be working with today inside of this larger collective consciousness I would term God, Allah, creator, however you like to term it, divine. So what I'm told today with the frequencies is we're coming into this age of a new dawn. It's really coming forth in a very high presence of frequency on the Earth to manifest all that you would like to create on the Earth. Now, why is that coming forth today? Why is this coming forth right now? And we'll really see this almost premiere on 12/21/2012 is this. We called it forth. The whole galactic, what I would call body, has called this forth. Over the last, well, the Mayan calendars would tell us it's about 5,125 years, have been coming forth of this collective knowledge or intelligence has been coming forth. And we've been exchanging this collective intelligence through what we would call our frequencies. Now, for those who are very scientific, you'll like the word frequency. For others, you'll say, okay, hold it, Michelle. Some people like to call these frequencies consciousness. And these consciousnesses that are coming onto the Earth, which I would measure in a sense of frequency as a scientist, have been coming forth, well, for a very, very long time. And it's now coming on the Earth at a point where we're saying all must be in alignment. So my lesson this week, what I underwent was I went through some reconstructive surgery of my abdomen. And as I did this, it was supposed to be a simple day procedure for me. I'd be out that evening, and boom, I found out that I had what people would call a congenital anomaly, meaning I had a group of blood vessels in my stomach that weren't supposed to be there. So here's my surgeon in there, and boom, hit these vessels, and I started to bleed. And pretty much they'd hold pressure, and I would bleed. They'd slow it down, but I continue to bleed. So I lost quite a bit of blood in this very simple procedure this week. And, you know, I ended up having a hospital stay. And as this was occurring, what I found for myself was this sense of intolerance. And I know through channeling and working with especially Abraham and the collective consciousness that intolerance is very much what our collective consciousness is working on right now. And it's funny, I said, hey, listen to this higher source I would call creator, God, source. I don't have time for this. You know, come on, it's a busy time for me. And we have a lot to share. We have a lot to do on Earth. And what I found this week for me, it was this intolerance of self, of my physical body, and this manifestation of these things we call miraculous on Earth, which I do every day as an energetic practitioner, besides being a psychic and a medium. I said, okay, it's my time. And what I actually manifested was this whole aspect of utilizing these frequencies, this energetic change, to create change in my body. Now, for those of you who do this every day, you say, oh, Michelle, I've been doing this for years. For some others, you say, well, I've heard of that, but is it really scientific? Is it probable that all of us can do this on the earth? And that is what's being manifested, Robert. What's truly being manifested is this tolerance of self inside of others, inside of what's possible in what we would term the spiritual realms of consciousness now coming on the earth. Now I'll take a breath there and let you ask a couple of questions.
Wow. Well, you know, it's interesting that the, you know, intolerance seems to be, you know, the lesson of the day. I don't know. It's, you know, with everything that's going on, and, you know, and I, you know, we don't need to go into all the, you know, the misery that we're seeing on TV, but it's, you know, I don't know. It's just, it seems that, you know, there's a point where, I mean, I understand intolerance. You know, see, it's kind of like, when does intolerance become tolerance? You know, I mean, you know, there's like, you know, like, I don't tolerate negativity on the show. You know what I mean? So is that bad? You know what I mean? Is that form of intolerance bad? You know, should I, you know, allow free-flowing negativity, you know, in the space that I'm creating, co-creating?
Mm. You know, it's interesting. When I looked up the word tolerance, and, you know, words are vibration, they're frequency for us. And often you'll find that my definition could be different than your definition. So I thought, well, okay, let's go on, you know, the internet, let's look up the word tolerance. And, you know, the typical definition of tolerance, of acceptance of different views of other people and religious or political matters, fairness towards people came up. Something else that came up that I thought was interesting was the ability to endure hardship, the ability to put up with harsher, difficult conditions. And when I saw that under the definition of tolerance, I thought, huh, I don't really link that, but yet I do. And when we look at tolerance on the earth, we're seeing that definition come up again and again and again. The ability to endure hardship, the ability to put up with harsher, difficult conditions. Now, this week, as you know, I was laying in recovery watching, you know, the hardships of these 20 children who many of you have been channeling with, healing with, so many prayers, and everyone out there just saying, this is such a lesson of tolerance, of senselessness, on the earth that continues to occur. I mean, when I just saw the statistics of 15 of these 23 events or 32 events occurring in the United States, we have to wake up here. We have to wake up and say in the United States, we have more than our fair share of these acts of tolerance occurring in the United States. Now, why do I say acts of tolerance? You know, I just posted a blog on my website that if anyone wants to go up and read about these frequencies of the earth and blogging on this, it really comes through in emotion. You know, it's a very simplistic thing, and we want to make it very complex, Robert, but truly, when I channel with Abraham, all the masters, the elders, this higher power, what I'm told is, Michelle, you've been given this sense of, I'll call it radar in your being, and it's called emotion. When your emotion is other than joy, pay attention. Pay attention when it is joy. That's why I love your book so much, Robert, because truly joy is the key. Now, saying that, we have a wide span of emotions, and as we utilize all of these emotions, it's our lesson as a collective consciousness to learn how will we use them. And some of us do have intolerance for something outside of joy. You know, I had a friend this week who was mad that I had this elective procedure, and she basically kind of ostracized me. She said, you know what, I didn't think you should have had this procedure, Michelle. It was elective. Why would you let someone cut on your body? And I'm mad at you. And she pretty much pushed me out of her aura. Now, this is one of my best friends who's a very intuitive individual, and we're very connected, so we have a lot of telepathy. And I was like, wow, how can that
really
be a sense of tolerance? Yeah, and, you know, it was very interesting because here's two people who we speak of this. We love each other like sisters. And I bring this up because this sense of tolerance came up between the two of us. Well, guess what, guys? That's what's happening on the earth. It's not just in Sandy Hollow. It's, you know, not just with a mother and son. It's with your loved ones, with people in and around you, with your coworkers, with whoever you're communicating with, our lessons are of tolerance. Our lessons are of acceptance. Our emotions show us where we're at. And when we cut off the emotions of someone else and say, hey, listen, I'm intolerant to you being anything outside of joy, outside of love, outside of this, we have repercussions. You know, the law of cause and effect comes into play. And that's what I really saw was my intolerance in the hospital saying, okay, come on, I know how to heal myself. I know how to do this. I do this with people every day with chronic diseases. That's part of my private practice. It was this love and acceptance of tolerance of hardship in myself that finally broke through. And it was an immense lesson in these frequencies because we're manifesting so quickly. You know, it's what the Mayan calendars talk about so, so well. You know, all 17 were based on these laws of time. The Mayans were very into the whole aspect of time. And, you know, numerology to them was key. And this whole aspect of the 13 moons of 20 versus, you know, the Gregorian calendar, and I'm not going to get into that because I know you have far better experts than me, but it is synced to frequencies here, and that's what I've been told to share, is this whole sense of time, space, and matter that we've been speaking about a lot, Robert, and I know it's been a continued topic for me on your show, as well as many other people on your show, is key here. We are manifesting so quick that of the spiritual consciousness on the earth, and these new frequencies on the earth are creating this. And, you know, what I've been told is that we will experience more of the Sandy Hollows before the end of the year, unfortunately. that things are manifesting so quickly, so abruptly, that we will have choice here, and that those of us who know about this whole aspect of the rainbow children and those of the indigo children and so many beings here on the earth right now that are manifesting this healing of the collective consciousness, it all has to do with tolerance. Now, I'll stop there and let you ask a couple questions.
Well, actually, we have a question from David, one of our followers, that I thought I'd get before it scrolls out of my line of sight. And it says, you know, quote, intolerance links to, quote, judgment, which is rooted in anger. To some extent, either intolerance or judgment is usually simply dishonest.
Yeah, you're right. It is not, and you know, I'm going to channel all of these answers. It is other than an innate state of being, meaning our innate state of being is that of truth, of honesty, of that which is. So we call it, quote unquote, the truth. It truly is that of what people call divine truth or innate being. And our innate being is a state of tolerance. It's a state of acceptance. It's what we've been readmitting to ourselves on Earth, you know, this whole save the planet. Well, listen, Mother Earth will continue to reside. Mother Earth knows how to stay in a state of homeostasis. That's what's occurring. That's why these new frequencies are coming, to maintain the state of homeostasis. It's almost impossible, or what many would say improbable, to get out of the state of homeostasis. What's occurring on the earth is the state of man recognizing that of tolerance inside of homeostasis, if that makes sense. Exactly what David just shared. It's the true state of origin, the true state of being. And we're being put back to homeostasis.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, and I agree the earth will, you know, find its way to balance even if the pesky humans are gone, you know. Now, one of the things, you know, you talked about frequency, and first of all, I do, one of the things that that you mentioned was, you know, regarding like tolerance, no, it was you said something about joy and what you were describing was, it's kind of like happiness isn't just, oh, you looked up the word tolerance, and it wasn't just necessarily being happy or, you know, non-judgmental. It's also being able to withstand negative situations or to, you know, that kind of thing. Wasn't that
exactly
part of that
definition? Yeah, it's just,
yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I was going to say, because to me, and it was interesting that after I, or while I was writing the book, you know, I was talking about joy and all that, it became clear to me probably about halfway through that, you know, joy just isn't always just happy, you know, just being happy and light and gay and laughing, you know. Sometimes it is just the release from restriction, the freedom from being bound, you know. I mean, those kinds of things, even, you know, might not make you up and jump for joy, you know, joy, but that's the kind of, it's the same kind of expression.
Exactly. It's that, you know, that perception of freedom comes in the acceptance of the innate state of being. Does that make sense? This innate state of being or vibration that many call love, some call light, you know, I would call it well over 528 hertz is what we're discovering from a scientific standpoint. But it's this vibrational state of being of freedom. And we term it joy. Now, saying that, we have these emotions, and we've been given these emotions. Now, you've got to imagine, you know, with this whole situation that's horrific in Connecticut, there are so many situations like that out there around the world like this, where people are having thoughts, having visions, having emotions of anger, of rage. You know, I was angry at one of my best friends this week and finally released it and said, okay, how do I do this? This is something someone is going through and has an opinion. They have a judgment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's simply their opinion, their judgment. How do I accept that honor that as their journey and have my own experience. I was having their experience and basing my experience off of their experience. Now, we do that. We're interconnected with these, what people call cords, and we connect to that of the meridians of the earth. These meridians of the earth are interconnected to the meridians outside of the earth. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And these new meridians are really showing up for us on the earth. And this intelligence or these levels of consciousness are accessible to us. And we're accessible, and they're accessible to be able to manifest from. So this whole sense of telepathy or interconnectedness of the human race, we are moving into. People are calling it the age of the rainbow child, this whole aspect of can you connect much like a light laser in rainbow fashion of these frequencies to that of the meridians of the earth and these altered intelligence or consciousnesses to produce this sense of inner thoughts. Now, I have that availability or opportunity often. And I'll tell you, as much fun as it is at times hearing thoughts of people, it's quite overwhelming to many. And that's what's occurring on the earth. In fact, I've gotten a lot of calls from people saying, hey, how do we work with these new frequencies, Michelle? Please channel this. Please help us, because it's overwhelming. I'm hearing the thoughts, the feelings, the emotions of so many people out there. And what we know from human intelligence and psychology is that thoughts change. And when you link onto somebody's thought and you're staying in that thought and their thoughts have changed, guess what happens? And these are some of the challenges or the tolerance that we are seeing on the earth that's coming forth. As you see these thoughts, hear these thoughts, feel these thoughts as people perceive them differently, what will your tolerance be to someone's experience, meaning their thoughts? A thought is simply an experience. It doesn't make it right, wrong, good, or bad. People have thoughts, and if we take in a thought into our psychological system, or what people would call our mind, I would call it your whole etheric body, we call it a belief system. And these belief systems, as I'm a neurolinguistics programming practitioner, really, people would say are programmed into our unconscious. They're really in our whole etheric body. We carry them in our emotions, our spiritual layers, our collective layers, people would call them, in our physical layers. We manifest them as disease. So as we carry these thoughts of ourselves, of others, what do you choose to do with them, I guess, is the overall question here, and what we're able to work with right now with these new frequencies. Okay, now, that sounds pretty confusing, but it's not. Imagine going to New York City, and as these new frequencies are on the earth, you can see, hear, feel, or one of the above or all of the above, all the people on the street. And let's say it happens to be immense joy. I mean, it's just such solid joy that you're walking down the streets of New York. And yes, I have been there for those of you laughing about that right now. And you're feeling this immense joy. And all of a sudden, what you're watching is your whole etheric layers changing. You're literally so interconnected that they're literally manifesting in you. Now, you can take in and think about the reverse. That's really where we are on the planet right now, just not in the United States, but on the planet. The whole world has felt the heart of all of these parents, of everyone who's been affected in Sandy Hollow. You don't need to be a parent to feel how senseless this was. You know, as I was told to look up the number 20, which was very interesting, of these 20 children of extreme innocence, you know, a 5- and 6-year-old, most of us think of just immense joy when we think of these children. And there are exactly 20 of them. And when you look up the number 20, it has very interesting significance, as it is the necessary to get to the number 21, or the divine perfection number, which is very interesting when you start looking at that, the sequence of 3 of 7. So you must have 20 to get to 21. And is this what we're developing? Is tolerance our number 20? That's a very interesting question that's been proposed to me. Is this whole essence of transition or transition of thoughts, of emotions in our patience with each other, that of the transition to the divinity of perfection? That's a question out for, there for all of you. I see it happening in the world. How about you guys?
Wow. You know, it's, boy, there's just so many ways to go with that. First of all, you know, I do agree that emotion is the driving force behind virtually everything that we do. I mean, if we start with our beliefs and our emotions kind of get us to the point of actually, you know, doing things. So, you know, and to have, you know, this particular event happen. But then, you know, then I thought, you know, there's just so much, you know, grief and all that kind of thing. And yet, every single day, under the guise of, you know, territory or religion or whatever, you know, people, innocent kids are getting killed every day. I mean, it's just, to me, it's like, yes, you know, yes, it is terrible that it happened here, but, you know, wake up, I guess, you know, that it's just, it's, you know, it's happening everywhere. And
look at what's happening in Afghanistan and in Iraq every day. Our kids, because their kids are getting killed, absolutely, and taken off the earth. Or what I see in my practice, as I have families that come to me, kids are taking themselves off the earth. You know, families will come to me to channel their parents, their loved ones, their children who've taken themselves off the earth. It's these, not frequencies, but these times of emotion seem overwhelming. So instead of talking about it, what I like to do is say, okay, how do we deal with it? What do we do with this? How do we make this a time of magnificence, a time of joy? How do we teach ourselves new skills on the earth to work with this? And this week, I taught myself tolerance of my physical body. You know, I've struggled with my weight sometimes in my life and not others. And, you know, our brains are linking machines, and I can sit and have this full conversation with this higher power and hear all the adverbs and nouns and proverbs. And you think it would really help, but I'm laughing with all of you, because if you've ever tried to make sense of something, you would laugh with me too. But, you know, I sat there and said, it's finally time to simply have acceptance of self inside of this human form. That's really what it came to. And once I did, all of a sudden my blood counts went up miraculously. I felt the, you know, the archangels holding pressure on my arteries. And boom, no pains. My blood counts were completely back up. You know, my surgeon is saying, luckily, who's a very accomplished surgeon and a very proficient individual, saying to me, okay, I don't know how you're doing this, but okay. Good. Yeah. And this is really the manifestation that we're coming into for all of us, not just in the, you know, the physical terms, but also the emotional terms, and also the sense of what people would term the spiritual terms. It's all seeding into one on the planet Earth in a human being, which is a time of magnificence. So how do we really capitalize on that? How do we really enjoy that versus bringing forth the sense of fear that, gosh, could I make a mistake? Could something happen to me? You know, gosh, Michelle, if this can happen to you and you didn't know it, what's going to happen to us? That state of fear is what has occurred, well, for so long, Robert. I mean, it's really what we've been working with, is these states of fear versus these states of being. And David put it so well. Is fear just intolerance? Could you literally look up the word fear and look up the word intolerance and find almost the same definition in there? Don't you find when people have a sense of intolerance that they have a sense of fear around them? I've rarely seen discrimination where there wasn't a sense of fear. It's interesting.
Yeah,
and when we
I
have
agree.
Tolerance,
it's obviously based, usually it's based on obvious, you know, lack of knowledge, you know. And,
right.
Yeah, that's very interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so is fear intolerance, and is this the place that we've been? And is tolerance this state of knowing, this innate state of knowing, where there is no fear? It's absent of fear. In fact, fear is not in that essence. That, to me, is what I'm to speak of today and hopefully what I'm gaining forth with you guys. When I had a fear of losing a friend this week with her actions because she had a fear of losing me, what we manifested was anger at each other because we truly had the fear of losing each other. That's really what came forth. Now, how did I figure that out? Well, it took me a couple days. It took me a couple of days of intolerance because I was like, come on now, you're one of my best friends. But isn't that the human experience? That's what we're experiencing both on and off the earth. Those, our loved ones who've crossed over, are in this game with us right now. They are experiencing the exact same thing as all is being manifested, period. So as each of you go through your sense of tolerance, intolerance in your life, what will you create? Will your lessons be short or long? Will you come to a place of tolerance? These are the things that are being manifested in the frequencies of 2013.
Wow. Well, you know, I mean, in the case of you and your friends, I mean, you know, those types of I'm seeing and hearing of those types of interactions a lot. You know, it's people misreading intention, or, you know, like in that case, you know, you both were coming from a point of love, and now probably would have been nicer if the friend said, "Oh, Michelle, I'm just so glad that you're here with me." You know, period. You know,
right?
That would be that unconditional, you know, love,
right,
for, and you know, acceptance of your choices to do what you felt was proper.
She just had fear, Robert. You know, it was really that simple. She had fear, and when you're in the thick of a situation and you feel that, gosh, I miss someone around me, what's happening? It's very easy for us to create these, what I'll call, stories around something. What happened was she had fear. What I created is she didn't love me anymore. Like, where's my best friend here? And, you know, it's very easy to do that. That's simply what happened with someone who created a story that they would be known in the world for taking out a school system. They wanted to be known in the world. And listen, I don't believe anyone in the world thinks that this is a good thing with social media. What I think is we connect now with social media much like our thoughts. We're connecting to each other through these frequencies, or these new meridians, we'll call them, more often, in these levels of consciousness more often than we ever have. We're communicating. How will you interpret that communication is key. How we manifest it is through emotion. So how do you interpret that communication? What I'm telling people to do is slow down. What I did this week for myself was slow down. Slow down in your interpretation of others' thoughts. Allow a new thought to come through. This whole sense of a new moment is essential. Create good intention around someone's actions. If they have fear, just leave it there. Leave it as fear is what I'm told to do, and what I'm being told through Archangel Tuesday to transfer to you guys through my frequency today is simply slow down. Have a new moment. Allow someone else a new moment. Allow your thoughts to be joyous, and when they're in fear, acknowledge them and use this manifestation through prayer, through meditation, to create a natural, innate sense of being. Ask for fear, ask for doubt, ask for worry to dissipate, to be removed from your being. It occurs. You know, what are you asking for from this source of creation? Whatever it is, it will be manifested. When I stayed stuck in fear, that's what was manifested. And I'm pretty darn good at this. I do it every day. Most people know me, say I'm, you know, a pretty calm kind of being. I've done this enough. I've had enough incidences in my life. But have forgiveness for yourself. You know, that's, you know, have this sense of tolerance. That's truly what I rediscovered and will continue to rediscover on the earth. When we get there, voila, that's man's creation of these new, inside of these new frequencies.
Okay, well, boy, you know, that is, you know, that's very good advice to sit down and really just kind of allow things to, allow yourself the time to really look at, you know, potential misreads that, you know, that, you know, particularly if it's an emotional situation.
Yeah. So, I'm curious to hear what the callers have to say.
Well, we're at the 40-minute mark already.
Fantastic.
I can believe it. Yeah, so we're going to take a short break. But before we do, I'm going to give you something to think about over the break. It's only a couple of minutes. But something happened to me last night, and I thought, well, no, I have Michelle on today, so she's the perfect person to ask. Very odd happening. Probably it was a little after 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. I woke up shivering.
Mm-hmm.
And normally I'm a very warm-blooded person. I mean, I just, you know, I just don't, even in the winter, just don't, you know, get, I'm very warm. But anyway, I wake up shivering. Stand up, and I start shivering more. I mean, I shiver probably for a good 5 minutes at such a deep level that it hurt. I mean, I was that bad. Then
right.
I laid back down, put my blanket over me. The only way that I could stop that shivering, because I thought it was, you know, it's got to be something. I mean, it was just so odd. The only way to actually stop it was doing a series of deep breathing. I mean, just conscious deep breathing for probably about, you know, I don't know, maybe 10 minutes or so. Because, and at the very end, you know, I was back, you know, to where I was. Then probably, you know, 15 minutes later, here I am, warm again. You know, I mean, everything was fine. But
yeah.
Anyway, it was truly odd.
Good. Now, do you want to talk about that before or after the break? Because I'm hearing over 20 to 25% of you experience something similar to Robert on the call. So of your listeners, Robert, yeah, so we'll talk about that.
Yeah, okay, everybody stay tuned. We'll want to hear about this. We'll be right back.
From Spartanburg, South Carolina, here's what Janelle had to say about Joy Potential.
Joy Potential is the kind of book you don't want to put down once you start reading it. It's a story that makes you realize you make your own joy or sadness. As one who believes everything that happens in life is meant to happen for a reason, either good or bad. But the thrill for me about Joy Potential was the ending, which I won't reveal, but just urge everyone to read it. A good, thought-provoking book.
For more information or to order your copy of Joy Potential, visit www.joybook.me. That's joybook.me. Or call 843-808-0777. Here's what Julie the Barber had to say about Joy Potential.
The thing that impressed me the most was that it reinforced to me that I need to spend more time with people that fill me up, because I spend so much time with people who empty me out, and I cannot keep doing the stuff I'm supposed to be doing if I'm empty all the time. It was such an easy read. It almost snuck in. That good positive message. You know, I'm reading it and it's entertaining me, and all the while that stuff's just sliding in under the radar.
For more information or to order your copy of Joy Potential, visit www.joybook.me. That's joybook.me. Or call 843-808-0777.
Okay, everybody, thank you for staying with us. And again, I want to thank Janelle and Julie for their audio testimonials. It's a real treat to have them. And I appreciate those of you who bought the Kindle version. Notice that this morning, some more sales. That's great. And also found out, for those of you on Blog Talk Radio, there is a Barnes & Noble advertisement that has a scrolling 10 books up. And notice Joy Potential was one of them. Now, I don't know if that's just on my computer, but it was a bit of a shock. So, but yes, it is available in the Nook. So I hope you'll be able to pick that up. And again, I want to let everybody know that tonight's guest is psychic medium, the Mile High Psychic Medium. Medium and psychic, the Mile High Medium and Psychic. There we go. I want to make sure I get that proper. Michelle Hutchins, and you can find out more about Michelle at her website, which is michellehutchins.com. That's michellehouchens.com. And I think with that, let me go ahead and bring Michelle back on to the show. Hello, Michelle.
Namaste, Robert. Namaste, everybody.
Namaste.
So okay. You were sharing about last night at 2 a.m. Now, what I'm told is, because I also woke at 2 a.m., and usually my divine time is around 3 to 4 a.m., and as I woke at 2 a.m., I found my mind flooded with energy. I woke up literally out of a sleep thinking I need to do this, I need to do that, and that's very, very rare for me anymore. What occurred on the earth last night, in and around, it was 1:58 a.m. is what I'm told, is a very, very, very new frequency entered the earth plane. And this new frequency was that of what people would term intelligence, or this consciousness of an outer realm we have yet to interact with, and for some, it'll feel like an interference. That was my exhibit. Physically, was my mind started to race. And literally, I went, whoa, what's going on here? That's just very, very rare for me. For you, you had a physical manifestation in your body of the sense of change on the earth of that of mankind. Now, what I'm also hearing is some people lost a sense of hearing and will have this sense of deafness for the next 10 to 12 days. And we may have someone on your show right now listening who has this, that their hearing has been impaired. What I'm hearing is it will be 10 to 12 days. So heed warning, and then it'll miraculously come back. These new frequencies on the earth are that of divine intelligence in assistance of man in accordance to these frequencies, I'll keep terming them that, on earth that have arrived that are manifesting on Mother Earth. And as this continues to change, it has to do with this sense of change in polarities that's occurring on the earth. Many have awaited this whole aspect to the earth changing the rotation and how it's rotating and the polarities of the earth. And as all of this starts to come forth, and it is coming forth now, these new frequencies will have different changes in the physical being depending on the belief systems and or physical symptoms you're working on. So how did this manifest in Robert? If you'll give me permission, Robert, I'll just say that, if this is okay. This whole sense of prana breathing life is very innate in your soul. And the whole aspect of life of prana, and prana being life, breath being life, was the essential tool to you feeling a sense of recognition of these frequencies and a sense of peace. Or letting go of that, of fear being an innate being like we were talking about to these frequencies. So when she started to breathe, you felt, okay, I'm at peace, I'm in sequence with these frequencies, as frequencies are all about sequence. When you look at a frequency or a cycle, it's all about sequencing. And your sequencing in that of you, what we would term your etheric body, depending on the layers you're working on or how it affects these layers, as it can be multiple, will have different physical, mental, spiritual signs in you. So that's what was occurring. That's what came onto the earth. You're going to find that they're coming more rapidly. And what I'm hearing is on the equinox, get ready, it's going to be big.
Oh, boy. Okay. So,
so you can do a little bit more to your, meditation there, Robert. But breath is a very important thing for your soul in the whole sense of,
yeah.
of prana, of life, and how you sequence. So, you know, if that's something that makes sense for your soul, I know it is for mine, definitely get a CD on this whole prana, on breathing, on the asanas, on how to do this. Very, very, very important. For some people, that's more important than others. For some people, they have a sense that they need to physically get up and walk or run on the earth, that they feel they need to move. For some, it's more breathing. For others, it will be much more of a thought process of peace. So each person is going to be a little different here. And for some, they will start to change their senses, meaning I need to go into a place where literally I physically don't talk, I can't hear, to fine-tune to these frequencies. So we're going to see a lot manifested in the physical form as well as the spiritual form coming forth.
Wow, that was something. It was interesting how, you know, I mean, in the space of the time, just the kind of the innate reaction of breathing, you know, rather than, you know, to make it right, rather than pouring on blankets, you know, that
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. It was.
Yeah.
It just didn't seem like that kind of like a cold shiver, you know. But
right.
And anyway, one of our listeners, Bree, says that she's got the ear thing, thinking that she was getting an ear infection, and it feels like
mm-hmm.
a pillow was put over it. So
mm-hmm. exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So. And 10 to 12 days. And really, it's this sense of going inside to, let's say, fine-tune or sequence to these frequencies again. So it's whatever your being tells you that's of an innate quality of origin to work with these frequencies, trust it. Absolutely trust
yeah.
it. What works for Robert may work for you, may not. Trust your being, it's all right. It all
yeah.
works, you know, just depending on that of the layers that you're working on in their etheric body. Now, saying
yep.
that, it's not bad to preemptively go ahead and do some breathing exercises, do some prana. Have yourself so fine-tuned that literally I call it like a self-cleaning oven. You turn yourself onto the two-minute cycle that can clean as well as the, you know, five-day cycle. And that's what I was reminded by spirit yesterday. Okay, Michelle, if you're a self-cleaning oven here, girlfriend, how long is this going to take? Right?
Yeah.
You know, you can you got to talk, you got to walk the talk here. So how long is this going to take? And sometimes it's it feels like going through hell and back, but that's a choice. What does it look like?
Yep.
Will you choose
yep.
the easy route? Well, I kind of like the easy route. So I said, okay, assist me. And there's some preemptive measures that we can do for these new frequencies that really assist. And
yep.
assist those around you. You know, I think about, this kid and what he's thinking, as he's walking into this elementary school, there's no way he can be anything inside of his innate being to be at that place. Because a dishonorment of self in others came through so much that there, you know, at that point, you know, as I'm channeling with Source, how can you be of anything innate? You must be so outside of yourself to take
mm-hmm.
the life of another
yeah.
in that point. So can you preemptively help people to find this innate state of being? And that's what we're talking about in working with these frequencies. So that's what I'm hearing. But they're definitely coming more powerful, Robert, and prana, prana, prana for you. And then I also hear you will dance. you will have a dance that feels very, very, very innate to your soul. Now, that sounds silly, like you're going to get up and do a jig, but guess what, Robert? I'm hearing you are. It's other than a jig, but at some point on one of your shows, if you so kindly invite me back, you're going to laugh and say, Michelle, remember when I told you, you told me I was going to dance? I did. And this frequency, all of a sudden, it was like a melody, just innately fine-tuned to that of my being. So, yep, just wait for this dance to come forth too, Robert.
Well, that's people who know me would know that that is a silly idea.
I know, and that's what I'm hearing. And just, but, I'm not even going to give you a hint of what type of dance you're going to do, but we're going to laugh out loud. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I can't imagine the situation. I mean, you know, when I see, because see, since it's self-published, you can find out on a daily basis if a book sells. So, you can be encouraged or discouraged easily daily if you want. But I could see a point, you know, that I would get up from my computer and do a little jig, you know. So,
yeah.
But it certainly would not be recorded.
Yeah.
And this is between me and myself and everybody on the other side looking in.
You know, as you know, the physical being, the emotional, the spiritual, as we're all connected here, and this whole sense of manifestation is really changing. Whatever seems silly to you, it's less about silliness. It's more about this sense of expression on the earth. Now, when people express,
now,
as we saw last week, yeah. Go ahead.
You know what? I was gonna say, we're already an hour into the show.
We need to take some callers. Let's do that.
Let's do that. And because see, some of the things that they may bring up, I know are going to be bringing up things that are going to be very relevant. So why don't we just take a few? Because we had some people on here for about an hour, and I just kind of.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Okay, yeah. Perfect.
Guilty.
Let's do that.
I really would like to bring them in. Okay. Okay, we're gonna start with Louise from Kansas. Hello, Louise. You there?
Hi. How are you?
Great, thank you. How about yourself?
Enjoying the show. How exciting. Thank you, Michelle. You are just wonderful.
Oh, namaste, Louise. Thanks so much for calling in.
I really, really, really love your train of thought. And as I hear you speaking, I have a friend who is Mayan and still speaks the Mayan language. And so I try to put some of your things into what, you know, they speak about also. But I do have a question for you.
And Louise, I have to tell you, you know, that's your innate state of origin. You're very, very drawn to the Mayan culture. It makes sense to you, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's your innate state of culture, and that being is you are also a very great teacher of the Mayan culture on Earth. So heed warning, people will seek your opinion, your beliefs, and you will immaculately know information that you have no idea how I know this, but I just do. Yeah. And you do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's always not a good thing, but yes. It is so very true. Not too long ago, I spoke with another psychic, and she was telling me about some deaths that were going to be occurring in the coming year and whatnot, and some I would know and whatnot. And everything kind of was in mind, as I've been feeling different people who are, not that I want them to pass, but, you know, I know there have been a lot of other spirits around me. And some of them I recognize and some I don't. And so she said, you know, in the immediate future, there'll be at least two deaths, one family and one not family, friend of a family. And this weekend, that occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And last night, I had this ear thing, too. I put some eardrops in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I must have dug too this far with a Q-tip and, you know, did something or whatever. So it's very interesting you say that. So my question to you is, can you feel or do you know of any messages, if those that have just passed or anything that I should know that I'm not getting?
Yeah. Louise, in the coming year, we're going to see many of our loved ones pass. Now, I hear this message from many who've crossed over, you know, of divinity, of very high, of the hierarchy of that, of spirit. And, you know, my human self says, oh, no, come on now. Now, even though I can have a full conversation with them, this is very tough. But well, many have chosen to be in different forms during the collective time of consciousness. And for your soul, what I'm hearing, there will be over 4 to 5 people of prominence in your life who will be crossing over. You may or may not have another family member who crosses, and all are doing quite well. Now, there was a gentleman who crossed, is what I hear, who's having a more difficult time. Would like to have stayed on the earth and knew that it was going to be too tough, is what I'm hearing. This sense of mutilation of the human soul is what he felt is coming forth, and that was too tough. So the sense of tolerance, what, you know, I read in this whole sense of difficult situations, this recalibration to these new frequencies is coming forth, and many of us will see this sense of transition with those we love on the earth and all around us. Senseless acts, things of humbleness that we will literally you know, this sense of what people term, I don't like to use the term good and evil, but this sense of such acts of humanitarianism to acts of senselessness will be coming forth. And for some people, it's too tough to stand the earth and watch that. So they've gone to these altered realms outside of that of the physical body. However, both have chosen to stay in these collective consciousness of the earth and are staying forth. That's what I'm hearing. So for the male, it was more difficult as now, was this a mistake? Maybe I should have stayed, but is receiving information now that this was of the best and highest good, is what I'm hearing, Louise. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. The family member that did pass, mm-hmm. I could very much see that and feel that.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, he was not the kindest person, and I think that as time rolled on, things were occurring that made him look at himself and say, ouch.
He had complete intolerance for others as well as himself. His internal dialogue was so cruel and mean, and it was expressed on earth also to others. Now, as he got older, he found that all of this manifested in his body, mind, and soul, and really, really cried out to this higher power for relief, and was angry, is what I hear, and is going through this whole manifestation of, let me do it over again. You know, now I know what I know. Could I do it over again? Could I do it? Could I have done it differently? Does that make sense, Louise?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So on target. I can't even believe it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Well, listen, use this innate knowledge. Use this immaculate knowledge for many on the earth. You know, whatever culture seems innate to your being, all cultures on the earth of that of what we'll call our ancestry have shared this immaculate knowledge. You know, we speak of the Hopi Indians, you know, I'm Cherokee Indian. All of them have culturally discovered this ancestral knowledge, and it comes forth in different ways. If we're that of our ancestor, bring it forth. And that's what puts us so well prepared on the earth right now, is we have this ancestral knowledge to pull from. So use yours, and you're a very, very divine soul, Louise. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing with us and your gifts and your knowledge. It is greatly appreciated. And thank you, Robert.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank
you.
Thanks
a lot, Louise. We appreciate
thank
you listening
you.
In.
Thank
right.
you.
I know.
You know, thanks, Louise, because I'm always reminded of the philosophy, the African philosophy, Ubuntu, meaning I am who I am because of who we all are. And I very much appreciate all the callers because I so learn from all of you. So thank you.
Yep. And just to let you know, the trending chat room is how wonderful and good you are. So that was great. Just to let you know.
My honor. My honor. But yeah, let's get to callers because I want to answer your questions and be there. You know?
Okay. Well, we're going to go from Kansas to California. And this is Anne from California. Hi, Anne.
Oh, hello, Michelle. Thank you.
Namaste, Anne.
How are you today?
I'm well. How about yourself?
I'm okay, thank you. And I was not sure what to do. I have actually two questions. One is more medical, another one is relationship. So which one would you prefer?
Good. I hear medical for you because that's really been pressing on your mind. So why don't you go ahead and ask your question?
Sure.
Now, Ian. Wait a minute, Ian. There's the echo from your speaker. Can you? Is it possible to turn your speaker down?
Okay.
Because
sure.
Yeah, because we're just hearing that, and it'll just make it so much clearer for everybody.
Oh, sure. So, is it better now?
Perfect. Okay. There we go. Thank you.
Okay, Michelle. For more than a year, I have problem with my stomach. Mm-hmm. And the physicians, I've seen several, not quite sure what is going on. They did several tests. So one suggestion is to lose weight and see if the stomach problem goes away. The other one, to continue with antibiotics and see if there is some kind of bug that causing this condition. So what would you, what do you think, what do you see for me there? And
yeah. Thank you, Anne. And, you know, Anne, you know, I'm not working as a physician or any type of practitioner in this form over radio. So I want you to continue to follow your physicians or healthcare practitioners, whoever you so choose. What I'm hearing as it is a sense of a cellular imbalance. And inside of your origin, inside of your being. Now, what's occurring on the earth is this transference of consciousness, of information, at times includes these, what I'll call bugs. SARS was one of these bugs. It came from outside our levels of intelligence and literally created an epidemic on the earth. What I'm hearing, Anne, is that you are manifesting one of these quote-unquote bugs outside of our level of consciousness and that it's residing directly in your small intestine and invading your being. Now, in doing this, how do you work with this? Simply, it's other than of your best and highest good. Your innate origin, meaning your being, is saying, get this thing out of here. It doesn't feel innate to me, and it's other than the best and highest good. Now, I do hear that weight loss will assist you tremendously in a sense of self-respect to yourself. However, this bug would be very, very difficult to remove. Now, if you give me permission once the show is done, Anne, I will work with this entity as it is intelligence entity in your body to assist you to remove that. Do you give me that permission, Anne?
Sure, definitely.
Okay, great. And I'll do that once the show finishes because I'll go into prayer and meditation for that. Now, here's your lesson two, is do you like oranges?
I like, but I stopped eating them a year ago because they aggravated the condition.
Exactly. Now, that's why I'm bringing this up. Oranges were the transference of this for you. Now, that sounds weird. Now, I love oranges and don't have this condition, but for you it came through oranges, and they were dramatically aggravating the condition beyond belief is what I'm hearing. Excruciating pain is what I hear. Does that make sense?
Yeah, mostly like burning in my stomach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So you're right. So what I'm going to say to you doesn't really make sense. However, it's this. We are receiving these intelligence forms outside of that of what we call our universe. And sometimes they come and these frequencies that are received into our bodies act like a disease. Now, what does that mean? It's displaced frequency that's out of range to what we're normally used to. Now, am I making sense at all, Anne? here's how I look at disease process, because I work with people with heart disease to cancers to, you name it, neurological diseases, anything like that, you know, comes into my practice. Our body is all frequency. We're a bunch of atoms that are vibrating. If our frequency in that of our stomach is out of frequency to what we ingested, this new frequency that's out of range, it'll try to reject it, creating that of what we term disease process. Now, that's why it's so difficult so often for modern medicine, I would call, not even modern, but just Western medicine and, you know, what I would term Eastern medicine, any type of medicine, because I work in all of them, to distinguish what's really occurring in your body, because it's outside of our atmosphere, it's outside of our intelligence to work with this. What I would say is how I work with these, as most practitioners do, is to find agreement in these frequencies. So, Anne, what I want you to do is take down my name, my website, and in 1 week of time, just email me and let me know how you're doing with your stomach. No more oranges. Oranges are not your friends anymore, unfortunately, but don't blame it on the orange. It had nothing to do with that. It was just how this frequency came into you, okay? So that's what I'm hearing for you. Email me in 1 week, and we'll go from there, all right?
Okay, but do you think that this bug, whatever it is, will eventually go away?
Yeah, that's what we're going to work on, and we're going to work on making agreement with your body, Anne, and so that's what I'll do after the show.
Okay.
Saying that, there's not much that what I would call modern medicine can do for it right now, as we haven't developed something for this frequency. Often we developed medication, pills, we developed vibration, even sound healing, different vibrations to work with frequencies. This is a frequency way out of range is what I'm hearing, so that's why I'll work with it and see what we can do inside of your body. So I want you to go to my website, leave me an email in a week, and let me know how you're feeling, okay?
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle.
You're welcome, Anne. Namaste.
Your prayers, and God bless you for all this.
Oh, God bless
you,
too. And again, I'll talk to you in a week, because I don't have I don't have your email, so you need to email me, okay?
Definitely. I will email you in a week.
One week.
You.
Okay. Thank you, Anne.
Okay.
Namaste.
Great. Okay, well, that's good. Yeah, you know, and with your background in medicine, you know, medical devices and all that kind of thing, I'm sure you have a special affinity for that kind of vibration.
Yeah, you know, how we work with these frequencies, often they come into our being for goodwill. However, their frequencies, our innate beings, are atmospherically, I would say, almost not used to or not tuned to. So sometimes it's simply tuning the body to these new frequencies. Sometimes it is removing these frequencies from the body, as your body is not in accordance to its innate sense of being to handle that. So it's not always about removing. Sometimes it's that fine-tuning. Sometimes it's, different frequencies around you that are of your best and highest good, of how you fine-tune to them. So it's different for each frequency, but these new frequencies coming in are often unheard of in modern medicine, and we don't have treatment for them yet. So that's what's coming forth for Anne. Now, she knows that. It's already what her doctors have told her. I'm not trying to re-diagnose her at all. There's just different ways to work with this when you're used to working in these different or altered states of consciousness.
Yeah, well, good. Okay, well, we are going to go from California to New York, and we have Jillian in New York. Hello, Jillian.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How about yourself?
I'm good. I just want to say I really like both your energies. It feels pretty good to me. And I just wanted to know, going into 2013, what message do you have for me, Michelle? I am wanting to change, you know, my career and relationships and so on. So I just wanted to see for me.
Yeah, namaste, Jillian. That's what I heard even before you just said that. Change, 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 change. So it feels like it's time for you is what I'm hearing, and you're right. Have you felt like time has slowed down the last 3 to 5 years? Have you felt like I don't feel like I'm going anywhere? Now you're going to be on this rapid ascent versus descent, ascent to what we would call your higher calling. Now, many on the earth are really feeling this. Those who are staying on the earth, as I was just confronted with this past week, need to find this immaculate difference on the earth. What are you here for? What are you doing? And what are you doing for the whole, meaning for all? And if you don't have that true state of purpose as an innate sense of being, you may transcend. You may leave this physical body. Now, it's very, very important for you, Jillian, to find this sense of joy inside of who you are. That's what I keep hearing for you. You like who you are, but aren't quite sure of who you are. Does that make sense?
Right.
And what you're looking for is, who am I? What is my purpose in this group form, meaning in the one? And what I'm hearing for you is teacher, 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 teacher. You are a phenomenal teacher. Now, you have some choices of what you want to teach, but is this making sense for your soul?
Yeah, feels good to me.
Okay, great. So this whole sense of when you get inside of yourself, Jillian, I'm hearing you tend to get down, or this sense of sadness. When you're doing things for others and teaching others of how to be important to each other, you do very, very well. Does that make sense for you?
Yes. Yes.
So what's changing, what's coming, is this true form of being a teacher, to teach people how important they are to each other. Now, you have a few choices inside of that. You could actually truly be a teacher on earth, or you can teach from a work purpose. But what they're saying is, unless you truly have this innate sense of being a teacher and really feeling that you're a teacher, you won't want to stay here. So unless you can really serve others in this teacher form, you are not going to want to stay here, and the sadness is going to overtake you. So it's really, really important for you to do this, and it's why you feel like my soul group is changing. You've changed soul groups once in this lifetime. That's interesting, okay? I'm just channeling that and going, huh, am I channeling that correctly? And I am. You're going to change soul. That means that you have a pretty tight group of friends, and they've stayed around your life for a long period of time. But it feels like I'm due for a big change, and you are. You literally are going to change the groups of people in your life, meaning more will come into your life, and they'll be changing immaculately about 50 times over the next year. You're going to be meeting so many people, new places, new things. It's going to be unbelievable to you is what I hear. Now, what I'm hearing is to enjoy it. Just let go, Jillian, and allow all to come forth. Does that make sense? You've been very stagnant for a while, and it's time to get up and go and find this life purpose inside of all.
And what do I do with my current job? Because I really don't feel like going back. I mean, I have to go to work tomorrow.
I know, because you feel like everything's changing. Now, here's the thing. You don't want to leave a job until you have another job. Allow all to come forth. And there's been a sense of fear in this, and what I'm hearing is, don't be fearful. Accounting is coming up strongly for you inside of being a teacher. Does that make sense, accounting?
Oh, I work in finance now.
Okay. All right. Well, then that's why it does. it's all coming forth inside of being a teacher. So simply allow, what I'm hearing is a new job will be coming forth in the first quarter of 2013. And this new job will take you into, quote-unquote, this teacher role if you're ready for it. And you'll have new people, new jobs. Your car's going to putter out. I'm hearing watch your engine. So make sure you take care of it. And you'll want to plan for a new one within the first half of the year, or make sure you get your engine addressed. Does that make sense?
You mean my body?
No, your car. The engine in your car.
That was actual, yeah. The actual car.
I don't have a car.
No, you will be having a car. What I'm hearing is you want to make sure the engine is taken care of. Okay, hold on. Let me make sure I'm hearing it right.
They are talking about
the engine in your body. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, you call your engine
out.
Your body. Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Hold on for a second. Let me just make sure. Oh, yeah, your engine in your heart. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Good. I'm glad you knew that, Jillian, because I'm just thinking I'm talking about a car. You knew exactly what I was talking about. It's your body. You're correct. Now, you will get a car in the first half of the year. However, this engine you're taking care of has to do with your heart. So thank you. Thanks for saying that. As I'm channeling away, thinking, of course, we're talking about a car, you knew exactly what we were talking about. I love that. Good. Now, Jillian, just allow everything's changing, and it's coming up in the first quarter of 2013 is what I keep hearing. So just allow in this whole sense of being an accountant and a teacher and all coming forth is what I'm saying to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Thank you,
thanks for calling in, Jillian. Namaste.
Thank you so much for your help.
You're welcome. And thanks for calling.
Okay. I love that.
Well, the important lesson in that one is that truly that people, when you receive messages, it is what's unique to the individual. I mean, that's one of the key elements, I guess, when you're trying to pick up information, when you are picking up information and conveying it is to do it as clearly as possible. But we do have some, preconceived ideas like I wouldn't ever.
I know.
I mean, engine of the car, exhaust, not exhausted.
Exactly. Isn't that funny? I do that all the time, Robert. I'll receive messages and give them, and people understand exactly what I'm saying. And usually I just take my mind out of it because I think, well, as long as they know what I'm saying, what I'm transferring to them as a channel, that's the important thing. So, she knew exactly. It was her engine as a body, so that's fantastic.
There you go, really. Okay, well, we're going to go back to California, and we have Valerie from the 707 area code. Hello, Valerie. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Namaste, Valerie.
You have a question there for
me? Namaste. Yes, I do have a question.
Great. What's your question?
Can you also look at my tummy area as well? It just feels like it just ballooned out, and I've been taking enzymes, probiotics, watching the diet, and nothing's doing anything.
Nope. So, Valerie, you're going to laugh at this. Do you love, love, love the state of being pregnant? Do you feel it's a very safe state of being? Meaning when you're pregnant, all is well in the world and you're safe. Believe it or not, that sounds like a very weird thing. However, it's what I'm being told is happening in your body. When fear starts to come up on the earth, these new frequencies, often our bodies go into this state of safety. For your body, what I'm hearing, a big state of safety, whether you know it or not, is the state of pregnancy. It's the state of rebirth on the earth. It's the state of femininity, of rebirth, of a regeneration of the human race. And so what you're finding is this whole syndrome we call metabolic syndrome on the earth, which is a predetermining factor to heart disease, to diabetes. It's measured by our waist, that our waists are growing in that of the world. It's not just in the United States. It's all over the world. Because many of us know and have known that we are this innate sense of the femininity of the masculinity, and of the femininity is a rebirth. So men's waistlines are growing, females' waistlines are growing, and we're growing this in the sense of safety. So here's what I'm hearing for you, Valerie, although this sounds odd, is it's this sense of safety on the earth is what you're dealing with. really, really, really do some meditation work, work with a practitioner on the sense of safety, and what you'll see is your waistline go down. I have a friend who literally almost looks pregnant, and she can't get pregnant anymore, she's in her 60s, but looks pregnant when she feels the sense of unsafety. We manifest this in physical form. So what I'm hearing for you is it's a sense of safety on the earth that will trim your waistline down. Now, what questions do you have on that?
How do I do that besides meditation?
Good. I'm hearing sing, 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 sing. You love to sing. Does that make sense? Singing allows you to bring in these vibrations of safety. So sing, 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 sing. Now, that sounds silly, but we know that sound resonance, sound healing is huge for our etheric body, for our body, mind, and soul. For you, I'm hearing singing. Also, tapes on singing, things that make you feel calm, peaceful, and that all is well in the world. It has to do with world safety. For some people, when they manifest this, it has to do with physical safety. That's other than you. It has to do with the sense of safety in the world. And things like what happened this last week really, really affect you, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And we have this manifestation in our bodies at times, and that's what's occurring to you. So the world, the universe, is divinely guided. This is what assists me, and I'm hearing this is what assists you too. And knowing that all is in accordance and divine guidance, and that you have power in the world, your sense of sound resonance of power, some people like to listen to singing bowls. It attunes them to that of what we call the archangels, with different notes being different archangels. Get in tune to the archangels. How do I assist the safety in the world? How do I manifest this? Be proactive versus reactive, and that will trim your waistline, believe it or not. Other than that, you can do all the physical exercise you want, and what you'll find is you lose weight, but not in your waist. Does that make sense? And you'll almost have like a little pooch is what I'm hearing. You pooch out like you're pregnant. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
Okay. I know. Trust me, every day I say, it's amazing how the physical body manifests. You know, I had a mole that was by my nose that I asked, okay, mole, what are you doing there? And it was manifesting like a third nostril. And it literally was impeding into my sinus glands, and I had it removed, and literally it made sense because all of a sudden my sinus glands opened up. It was moving in to be a third nostril. Now, why my body would manifest that, I have no idea. Well, I do because I can ask, but, you know, we're physical manifestations of that of the energies around us. Take the information instead of asking why. Simply state, okay, my mantras now, the world is a safe place. What innately makes sense to me that the world is a safe place? What I'm hearing is song, dance, the sense of attunement to the archangels will make sense. And all of a sudden, your physical manifestation of this birth of Mother Earth and safety will change. You'll find you get your waistline back.
Yes, I love to dance. Singing as well.
Well, there you go. There you go, Valerie.
So, Valerie, that's how it works. And for everybody else out there going, oh, my gosh, that's why my waistline is doing that. I hope that helped because it really is quite prominent. Now, the key is also to seek that of the safety you need. For Valerie, it's you of the physical manifestation of safety on the earth. For some, it's innate. You'll know. Just ask yourself, and literally the answer will appear quickly. And for some of you, it's something else inside of safety and relationships things. So just ask yourself.
Excuse me. I worry about the safety of my family, about them dropping their bodies. That, brings on.
Yeah, and Valerie, that's going to be something that all of us are going to address this year and the coming years. I would tell you that each being has chosen. and has divinely chosen most of us even before we got onto the earth, and know that all is divinely guided and all has been agreed upon us. So no one leaves the earth without recognition that they chose this. Now, that sounds odd because so many of us don't feel that here, but that is of the highest truth, is what
I
shared with.
No, I understand that.
Yeah. So let go of the fear and know that all have chosen wisely and all is divinely guided, and that it is a safe, peaceful place in this rebirth of the earth. And let your waistline come back if that's what you desire. You know, it's all choice.
Start dancing and singing.
Yeah. Thank you, Valerie. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Valerie. All right. You're welcome. Oh, goodness. Now, see, that's great. Yes. Dancing is such a wonderful way to take those pounds away, you know, and it's such an expression of joy, you know, and, I mean, if you don't have the beat like some of us do, just you can close the drapes.
Oh, now, something just came up for me, Robert, of drumming for you. You know, a lot of people love the whole aspect of drumming and moving their body to drumming. We'll wait and see what you bring for us, huh?
I know, absolutely. Something to consider.
Yeah, well, it makes sense of why our waistlines are growing. You know, we see the rebirth of the human race on Earth. So it was such a great call for so many to acknowledge that. Now, you know, it doesn't mean you need to keep it. However, for some of you, you'll honor that. Hey, I like my little Buddha belly. It's that of the safety of the earth. I'm okay with it, you know? For some of you say, you know what? I'm okay to physically manifest this and now let it go. I know the earth is safe. Whatever works for you is that of your choice.
Now, the earth is round. It's not curved, correct?
No.
we're actually at that. We have a half hour left, so let's take another couple minute break here, and then when we come back, we'll continue. Everybody, stay tuned. You're listening to the Mystical Cruise Show.
Here is what Chris, host of Curious Times, had to say about joy potential.
This story was fun to read with a few twists and turns, yet the experiences and lessons could apply to so many people. Any one of us could be any one of the characters in this story. The author has the ability to deliver some very sage advice and life-changing concepts without the reader feeling like they're being lectured to, and without feeling like they're reading another one of the thousands of self-help books written by spiritual gurus. Thank you for sharing an inspirational message in a very entertaining way, Robert.
For more information or to purchase your Joy Potential ebook or paperback, visit joybook.me. That's joybook.me. Here's what Roy Worley, clairvoyant and host of The Roy Worley Show, had to say about Joy Potential.
Joy Potential proved to be a wonderfully powerful narrative. The lessons contained in the story are revealed in a loving, caring manner that compels the reader to eagerly want to find out what will happen next. I know I did. R.P. Sharp's style of writing will be well received by a broad range of cruise seekers. It is simply wonderful.
For more information or to order your e-book or paperback, visit www.joybook.me. That's joybook.me.
Okay, everybody, thank you for staying with us. This is the Mystical Cruise Show, and again, this is the 12th show in our 23-show series, and you can find out more about the series by clicking on the first two words in every show description that says 2013 series, and I'll take you directly there, and you'll be able to see all of the hosts that we have, the guests that we have on the show. Clicking on their name will take you directly to their website, and clicking on the listen here below their name will take you to their show. If it's been already occurred, it'll be the archive show. And obviously, if it's not occurred yet, you'll be just a little early. Tonight's very special guest is Michelle Hutchins. She is the Mile High Medium and Psychic out of Colorado. You can find out more about Michelle at her website, which is michellehutchins.com, michellehutchins.com. And I'd appreciate it if you decide to have your 2013 reading that Michelle be one of those that you select from. So especially if you have questions about medical issues, Michelle is one of the most accurate people in that area that I've had on my show. So I definitely contact her. But with that, let me go ahead and welcome Michelle back to the show.
Hey, Namaste, Michelle. Robert. Namaste, everybody.
Namaste. Okay, we have five callers in the queue. So we're going to go ahead and plan on taking those, so we won't be taking any more callers. But those of you that are in the queue, just stay there, and we will get through to you, okay? So let's go ahead, and we'll start with Charles in New York, Westchester, New York. Hello, Charles.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you. How about yourself?
I'm doing okay. Hello, Michelle.
Namaste, Charles.
Hi, I just have a quick – I just had a question for you guys. And my question was, especially going into 2013, career outlook for me.
Okay, so explain that more. Career outlook for you.
Career.
All right.
Career.
Oh, career.
Job.
Career. Okay, I wasn't seeing career. So, okay, so I got to career. What do you want to do in life is what your guides are saying. You haven't figured that out yet. It's like, I know I have a big purpose here, but have no idea, like any idea of what I want to do. What I'm seeing, Charles, entertainment industry. Does that make sense for your soul?
That's so funny because I work at Fox News right now.
Ah, yeah, entertainment.
And,
absolutely, so, entertainment field.
I mean,
and
I'm stuck. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, please, go on.
Yeah, I'm just kind of stuck between, you know, I it's like either on air for me or I'm going to be behind the scenes. And I'm like kind of waffling on how to go about it. And I'm trying to play along with the flow, but.
Yeah, you are to be on air, on air, on air is what I hear. And you're going to have these segments. It's going to be very specialized. And Fox News is very near and dear to my heart because that was one of my first TV broadcasts. However, you'll be off Fox News, and it's on, I'm hearing ABC. Now, you're on air, and I'm hearing it's in the Philadelphia market, and it's coming forth very, very, very quickly. It's these funny, pointed, insightful, impactful stories that you're going to get into. You'll be more behind the desk than a roving reporter. However, you'll be able to share the sensitivity to the stories that come forth like no one else, Charles, is what I hear. Does that make sense for you?
Yeah, it was funny because when I was a reporter, I didn't really get, like, the gruesome stories. Because I was an intern reporter when I was in college. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, I always got sent out on, like,
mm-hmm.
you know, those, oh, my goodness, they teamed up for a good cause. And
exactly.
Which I didn't mind because they were fun. It's like, you know, people
yeah.
want you there. But I was upset because I did want the harder stuff, too. I'm like, okay, listen, I would like to go to court one day and see what that's like.
Oh, good. And that's what your guides are telling you. These things we call guardian angels, they're leading you to these heartfelt stories. You're the heart of the humanitarian is what I hear, Charles. And
yeah,
you're to bring forth these. Yeah, you're to bring forth these stories as everyone can hear about the blood and the gore. Everyone chases and runs after these stories, like what happened this week.
Yeah, no,
however,
I know.
People miss that of the humanitarian cause. You know what I was just talking to Valerie in California, our waistlines are getting bigger. We're creating disease process because of these fearful states. Are we safe here? Now, what you're to bring forth, Charles, is the sense of the balance. You know, Mother Earth stays in a state of homeostasis in this balance. You're to bring forth the balance. You know, I love Carlos Santana brought out a whole network called The Age of a New Dawn, and it has to do about this positive media. You're a positive media guy. That's what you're to bring forth, this sense of humanitarian, all these good things happening on the earth, all these things that people know are happening, but we don't hear enough about. And that's your cause. They're saying succumb to it, like exchange this frequency, and you're going to go big. Stop the resistance. Allow it. You
it's
are
so
the
funny.
Guy who's going to get these humanitarian stories. That's you.
Well, that's what I really want to do, because I don't want to, like, be in, like, the blood guts forever. And I mean, honestly,
yeah.
It's like that's kind of my thing. But it's funny you said Philadelphia. I'm actually in New York, and it's nearby. So, it's, I mean,
not
it's
for
like
long. What I'm hearing is Philly's coming forth in a very big way for you. So, heed warning.
And it's so funny, too. And I know you said, like, ABC, but I actually just applied for a job over at CNN. So funny.
Uh-huh. That'll be pretty good. However, let this come forth in even a bigger way than you know. CNN is fantastic. Now, one may lead to the other. So just heed warning, it's coming forth in a big way once you really embrace and accept these huge humanitarians. All I kept thinking, they're showing me Ann Curry, that she really made her debut to the world through these huge humanitarian stories and made it big. So have fun. And, Charles, I hate to cut you off here. I know I want to get to all five. So thank you so much, because you're going to bring such a breadth of interesting stories to not just the Philly market and New York market, but a lot of what I'm seeing is ABC World News Report is what they're showing me, something that big. So I can't wait to see Charles. I'll be like, that was Charles. Fantastic, if that's what you desire. So wait and see and allow all to come forth. Think bigger and allow bigger is all I'm keep hearing. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Namaste,
all
Charles.
Right. Yeah, namaste. Now, Charles, if and when that happens,
yeah,
let us know, because and explore Philly. Just see, you know, I mean, that, there might be something there for a creative, some kind of creative writer, you know, with a
right,
you know, kind of a good spin on what's happening to us in the world.
I'm hearing the next 6 months and on a very, very, very fast track. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay,
fantastic.
All right.
Wow.
There
all
you
right.
go. Okay, thanks a lot, Charles.
No problem.
Good night. Okay. Well, that's good. That's great. And see, you know, the one thing about this is it doesn't hurt to explore. I mean, you know,
no.
You know, that's right in the area there. Okay, we're going to go ahead and move on to Lori in Washington. Hello, Lori. You there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hello. There you go. Great. Why don't you go ahead and ask Michelle any question that you may have?
Namaste, Lori.
Hi, Michelle. Well, I'm wondering about my upcoming move. I'm looking for a place, and I'm kind of like looking. I'm wondering like what I should look for, you know, and like where, if you see like maybe where I'll be living.
Yeah, Lori, are you looking forward to this move? I'm hearing not at all. Does that make sense?
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're completely
work,
blocked
to
this move. You don't want to move, and this is more than burdensome. It's of
well,
extreme
I don't
anxiety.
Want to stay where I am either.
Yeah, yeah. So what I'm hearing is allow this place to come forward. It's like a condominium, is what I'm being told. It's like an upright, but it would be termed a condominium. But it looks more like a townhome. But you're angst about this, meaning you're just anxious. Your angst about this is blocking that of this coming forward in the manifestation process. So it absolutely will. Now, do you feel you have the finances set to do this? I'm hearing no, 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 you don't. Does that make sense? That you don't feel you can afford to do this? Mm-hmm.
I'm a little worried about it.
Yeah. Okay. So during the manifestation process, sometimes this is the art of allowing. And the art of allowing is allowing to, in a sense, be taken care of. Allow the money, the finances, this new property to come forth that's exquisite. Like you're thinking this is going to be okay, but not very fun. What if you could have a place that you really, really vibrate to, that you really enjoy? What I'm keep hearing is that you haven't manifested that possibility or that opportunity happening in your life. So often we know we have to move and we're just dreading it. Now, go out in the visioning process and say, gosh, I really want a place that maybe has a view to a pond, or not for you. What I'm hearing is the sense of color and a sense of height in the ceilings, that the ceilings would be higher, that it would have a sense of space. It's a spatial thing for your mind. And when this comes forth, you'll say, wow, I really enjoy being here. Like, this feels really good. The process of moving, I have yet to find anyone who says it's great, but wow, this was worth the hassle of moving, you know, this whole process we went through, and I really enjoy it. That's what has yet to be manifested. That's why you don't have a clear vision of what's occurring. You haven't finished manifesting this out. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So tonight, grab a piece of paper. It's people say to make a list of this divine love. Make a list of what it would look like if you had a apartment or a condo. You'll have a choice. The condo's of your best and the highest good to get there. Now, you also need to manifest how you're going to move and people who can help you move, and that this will be a positive thing. You keep looking at it as not so much a positive thing, but you have to do it, and that's what you're manifesting. Lori, you're manifesting that this won't be such a positive thing. Turn it around. It's not too late is what I hear. That's why this has been slow to show, because they want you to manifest something very positive through this move. Okay? So get manifesting, write it down, really create it, and allow people to come forth to help you, and allow the money to come forth to help you. And I'm hearing it'll be a great move. You just have yet to manifest it.
Okay.
Okay. Remember, we can manifest for things we desire, things we don't. Right now, it's not looking so great. Change it around, Lori. It's really that simple. And it's that quick. Okay? So that's what I'm hearing. Do that when we get off the phone or off the show. So thanks so much for calling in, Lori. Namaste.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, That shift is very important, since it's manifesting what we're experiencing. It's just so important to keep those positive thoughts. Okay,
huge.
We're down to three. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, we're down to the last three callers in 15 minutes, which I think we're going to be fine. And this particular one is Andy from Kansas. And hello, Andy, female Andy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. Hi, how are you both doing?
Namaste, Andy. I'm well, thank you.
Namaste. Hi, Michelle. Nice to talk to you. Quick question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in grad school and looking for some part-time employment, but my bigger question is about the type of spot that you see me working at after this degree. I'm just kind of unclear at the moment if this is going to end up being academic, corporate, private, my own consulting.
Good. Yeah, Andy, you are going into a very interesting area is what I hear. What's the area that you're studying?
Well, I'm working on a PhD in nursing research, and I tell you, I started out in pain and associated symptoms, but I'm really moving a little bit more here into caregiver stress.
Yep.
And how
exactly.
to support caregivers, because, oh my gosh, I've done a lot of caregiving myself, and I just don't think there's good support for those folks.
And what I'm hearing is book, 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 book. after a while, but you'll teach at a university eventually. However, large corporate America, and it'll be pharma, believe it or not. It has to do with the whole essence of the Neurological Association, is what I mean told. Okay, let me just channel this. The Neurological Association of the Brain of a Caregiver. What do they need? How does it work? What happens when someone transfers from child to caregiver of an adult parent? That what happens to their brain? The whole sense of post-traumatic stress disorder, immense in this population is what I'm hearing. They don't have necessarily the solution of how to deal with their parents in this new form. Their parents have been that of safety, security, that of the people who've taken care of them. Now many are absent of it. Who is this person now? Oh, now I have to take care of them. So this whole essence, you know, we're talking about this past week of, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder, post these events. Yeah. Well, just a normal everyday life, what we see of like these life-changing events. You will do a lot of clinical research, Andy, on this and bring out some wonderful data to some of the pharmaceutical companies working with this. Now, why pharma? They have the money for the clinical research, believe it or not.
Right.
Now, saying that, they also have their own, you know, business sense of why they're doing this. However, it will really, really, really help people start to see about the preparation in the brain for people transferring to this caregiver role and what occurs neurologically as there's a tremendous shift and change in where people access from in a solution orientation in the areas of the brain. So when you do some MRIs on the brain and what occurs in this transference of, well, let's say caregiver to caregiver role, it really changes where and how people think and their thought processes and what belief systems they start transferring from. So very, very, very interesting data is what I would say, and something so huge because we're in the baby boomer population that so many of us are seeing our parents aging in this transference. I mean, you know, we talked about the post-traumatic stress disorder of the parents that are remaining, that are you to outlive your children? Most people have the belief system, no. That's very innate in our origin for most people. That is a huge, huge state of being that people have to change being from. Same thing when you're now the caregiver. So much that we're discovering in neuroscience, you know, this is our decade of neuroscience, and that is your innate origin. Now, what I hear is corporate America first, however, professorship with a book, and a lot of it will be scientific, with tips and tricks for, let's call, you know, mankind of how to work from this new state of being called caregiver. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. That's fantastic, Andy.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for your insights. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome. Let me know. I hear Baxter. Okay, hold on.
Okay.
Baxter. Merck. Oh,
uh-huh.
Merck is the third. I hear Baxter. Then it's whoever took over Siba Geigy. Whoever took over Siba Geigy and then Merck is are the three to look at. Okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
Namaste. Thank you, Andy.
All right.
So exciting things.
Thanks.
Good night.
Boy, you can't get more specific guidance than that.
Well, such an important life purpose and something few have studied. There's very little knowledge or scientific neurological knowledge of how we're using the brain in these states, and we're doing it every day. Things change.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Very much. Okay, we're going to actually stay with Kansas for our next to last caller, and it's Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Okay. Hello, how are you doing tonight?
Good, Sarah. Namaste.
Namaste.
And you have a question there for Michelle?
Yes, I do. I guess since I'm a student, I sort of see time in terms of semesters. I was wondering if you could tell me what I can look forward to next semester in terms of health and family finance.
Yeah. And your guides actually want me to redirect the question a little bit, Sarah, because they're telling me entertainment is your field. Now, I know that wasn't the answer to your question, but they are screaming that at me, that you are to be in the news industry. And is that what you're seeking?
No.
Yeah, that's what they're saying to me. You're to be in the news industry. And you're going down the wrong channel is what I'm hearing. Think of it like a channel, like a river, a channel. It's very good what you're going through, but you would have wished you had been a roving reporter is what I'm hearing. Now, have you ever thought that? Have you ever wanted to be that, even when you were little?
In my freshman year of college, I thought about journalism, but...
Mm-hmm. That's what this was to be about. Yep, and journalism is obviously the road that most take to being a news reporter, and that's why that kept coming up. So your guides are really, really, really saying that. You have an eye for detail, Sarah, an immaculate eye for detail. You hear and see things that most don't, and you literally can listen to someone and hear details in what they're saying that most can't, and you pick up on innate things is what I'm hearing, and you're to share these stories. Now, as far as money, that's why all of this is occurring, and that's why they wanted to start there, is that you're almost feeling like, I almost feel like I'm being stopped in my college education. Does that make sense? Like, this is getting harder and harder and harder to get through. Well, it's not really harder. It seems more burdensome. You're being slowed down. It's like sticky, like they're showing me tar heels, like you're walking in molasses, that it's getting tougher to do. Does that make sense?
Well, I graduate next May, or this May.
Uh-huh. Yep. They're slowing you down to have this reconsideration of what you're doing. That's what I'm hearing, that you made the choice to almost have one career path, and this career path would have to do with this humanitarianism on Earth, and you will cover some of the tougher stories. It'll be more politics, more war, more areas in that aspect to it, Sarah, is what I'm hearing, and they're slowing you down a little bit to take a look at that. That's what they're telling me. So take that for whatever that's worth. Now, is that something you have to do? That's what your guides are telling me to tell you. So here's how I look at this, is that your guides were told to remind you of this at this point, and I'm delivering that message. What I hear is you'll receive confirmation through this five different ways over the next 24 hours, having to do with journalism, being a news reporter, all of that, and you'll have these confirmations from that of the divine.
Oh.
Okay, well, for the next 24 hours, keep your eyes open,
Sarah. You know, how I look at it is, you know, when I'm not understanding something, give me lots of signs. Well, you'll have five of them, and I'm hearing they'll be pretty big and pretty distinct. As far as the money, that's why things are getting slowed down semester. Listen, you're very talented. You could do whatever you want to do on the earth. You have a very large cause, and it has to do with this aspect of people and serving people. And this eye for detail that you have, and it's even more of an ear for detail, really puts you in the catbird seat for this job, and that's why this is coming through.
Okay, does that have to do with my health?
Yeah, your health has to do with the resistance of what is. All I hear is let go and allow all to come forth versus needing to control it. Just simply allow the flow through your body too. You tend to lock up your chi, meaning you lock up your energy in your body. Allow the energy flow to move through your body, not just in your body, in your physical body. It's why people get headaches. It's why they get aches and pains. That's what's coming forth.
Yep.
Okay, Sarah, just let it happen, Sarah. You
yep.
Know, see what takes you. There you go. Okay.
Thank you. Namaste,
well,
Sarah.
Namaste, Sarah. Now, we are down to the last caller, and we will be running a little bit in overtime. So for those of you who are in the listening live in the chat room, the streaming will stop, but we're going to continue on the show. And I do want to thank everybody for joining us, and do tune into the shows that we have for the rest of the series. Okay, we're going to Canada, to Vancouver Island, with David. Hello, David.
Hello, Robert. Hello, Michelle.
Namaste, David. Oh, you're in a beautiful part of the area. I love Vancouver Island.
Yeah, it's beautiful here. Rainy.
What's your question?
Well, I have had a pretty serious health event. I broke my foot some time ago, and it's been a long recovery process. It was very, you know, it was kind of like shattered.
Mm-hmm.
Is more accurate than to say broken. So it's coming along very slowly. I'm wondering what you could tell me about that.
Yeah, it has to do with being sure-footed on the earth. Now, believe it or not, it's much like what I talked about the waistline for another caller. This has to do with a belief system that's very, very large of I'm sure-footed on the earth and I'm sure-footed with all of humanity. And it's literally that's your belief system. I'm sure-footed on the earth and I'm sure-footed in all of humanity. And there's some doubt and worry there with what's going on in the earth, what's going on with people on the earth is what I'm hearing in your life. These are about people who are immediately in your life. So it's some big energy belief systems, and it's why it has this sense of disfrequency of not completely healing. It's like you almost get there and then boom, it's not quite there is what I'm hearing, David. And in a big way. So when you remove these belief systems in and around your foot, what you'll find is you heal within 3 days is what I hear. Yeah, it'll be one of these immaculate recoveries. Belief systems, these energetic patterns are stored all over our physical or etheric body. You know, they're stored sometimes inside our bodies, sometimes outside or in the etheric layers. For you, it's in the physical layers, and it has to do in your ankles is what I'm hearing, and the metatarsals of your feet. And those are the areas where it's stored.
Okay.
So belief systems are something that we can re-imprint, redo, seek out a neurolinguistics program practitioner, or do it yourself in meditation. You're a very, very evolved soul is what I hear, and can't figure out why you can't get past this is what I hear. And it has to do with this sense of knowing. A lot of people count on you for the right answer, David. You're a go-to guy. People seek your counsel all the time, don't they? And right now, these frequencies on the earth are different. And you're sitting back and saying, am I sure-footed? Do I have the right direction? Am I leading them in the right direction? What I hear is you are. You just need to believe that and truly instill that into your full physical being. And you'll find that this whole, I keep hearing something about the right foot, will completely change, and that will cause transference into the left foot. Does that make sense?
Sure, yes.
Okay, great.
Okay.
Well, David, we go ahead and work on that because we need you up and around.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you've been
a very, very, very good guide for the earth and one of very little fear. You have very, very little fear that this hit on your biggest belief system on the earth. And once it's completely overcome, you will be more sure-footed on Mother Earth than you ever have been. So just know that this re-imprint or this change in philosophy is very simple for you, and that's all it's all been about. You don't need to make it any more complex than that.
Okay. Great. Thank you very much, Michelle. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah. Namaste, David.
You're welcome, David.
Namaste.
Thank you for joining us. Well, Michelle, boy, 2 hours. I mean, you know, again, that didn't even seem like that at all. But so jam-packed with information. Thank you very much for your time today.
Well, thank you, Robert, and thanks to all the listeners. It's been an extreme honor, and I love that I got to be number 12 of 23 shows, such a divine number, and so blessed by it. So thank you so much.
Oh, yes, you're welcome. It was funny because I hadn't really counted until, and that's, today's number 12. This is a good one.
Thank you.
That's great. Yeah, now, everybody, again, do get in touch with Michelle and schedule your 2013 readings now so that you'll be sure to get in and get a much more in-depth guidance consultation from Michelle. Again, her website is michellehutchins.com, and there is a direct link to that in the show page description. Again, I want to remind you that tomorrow's show from 3 to 4 p.m. is Gail Powell, intuitive astrologer and good friend of mine. On Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. is tarot reader Eve Sheldon. I love Eve. She's wonderful. On Wednesday from 4 to 5 p.m. is Sandy Anastasi. She is astrologer and psychic channel, and I want to thank Sandy and her associate helper, Lisa. I'm going to be doing a book tour in Florida in the beginning of the new year, and Sandy has been very nice in providing information for me to find out stores where I can actually do book signings and radio shows from. So, also, then on Thursday, we have Star Weldon, and she has a two-hour show, and that'll be from 8 to 10 p.m. So that's going to be about all I'm going to recap. If you want to find out more, visit the 2013 show page. And until we meet again, cruise on.
Thank you for tuning in. You've been listening to BiteRadio.me's Mystical Cruise Show. To become a friend or follower, visit www.blogtalkradio.com/BiteRadioMe. You can also find us on Facebook and on Twitter at BiteRadioMe or at our website www.BiteRadio.me. That's BiteRadio.me. Until we meet again, cruise on.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.